This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 23rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. ICE is holding a 60-minute webinar on Wednesday, December 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. GMT, titled The Evolution of Environmental Markets. The webinar will examine the state of environmental markets and their likely evolution, from case studies on how they're being used to where policy may focus. Will provide a wide-ranging view on how markets are playing a vital role in valuing in externalities, i.e., green attributes and pollution, and facilitating energy transition. The speakers are Ariel Perez, Managing Partner, Vertree, Beatrice Yorty, Director, European and International Carbon Markets, Directorate General for Climate Action, European Commission, and Bryce Smits, CEO, Level 10 Energy. The moderator is Gordon Bennett, Managing Director, Utility Markets, ICE. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. I missed the story from the 19th. J.P. Morgan to pay $60 million to settle precious metal spoofing lawsuit. Despite $60 million being a substantial sum, the story says the payout would recover about 7% of the estimated $915 million of class-wide damages, the lawyers added. That is a nice profit margin, especially when you neither admit nor deny the charges. The FT has a series analyzing how the COVID-19 pandemic has transformed the labor market and changed the way millions of people think about work. The first story in the series is titled, Where Did All the Workers Go? Labor shortages are spreading in many countries. Are they a result of reduced migration? There's a link in today's newsletter for this story. Yesterday, I gave a shout-out to Broadway Technologies for sponsoring the Traders Fulcrum event, which was the first one in 2 years. However, I must have made a keyboard lisp because the firm's name is Broadway Technology, not Technologies. And with the rebrand they just announced, they are just Broadway. My apologies for the error. Let the show go on. MIAX has agreed to a short-term sponsorship contract to promote its new BRIX futures products on JLN. Also, the New Zealand Exchange has agreed to a short-term sponsorship. This would be the first time NZX has been a JLN sponsor. JLN is not publishing JLN options or the spread this week due to the holiday. Both will return next week. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I am in South Carolina with my family for Thanksgiving week, as is Jeff Bergstrom. This newsletter was written from a table in the lobby of the Hampton Inn on Sessions Way in Mount Pleasant, which is just across the bridge from Charleston. I succumbed to the waffle smell this morning after fighting it successfully yesterday. COP26 may be over, but the beat goes on. Panax is building a market for voluntary carbon removal credits derived from croplands. The goal is to simultaneously combat climate change and reward farmers for regenerative practices, the exchange says. Panax is offering a course on how to get the process started on December 9th. Details are available with a link in today's newsletter. The two-day FIA Asia V conference is fast approaching, and the group is adding speakers and sessions to the lineup. The virtual meeting will kick off on Tuesday, December 7th, with FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan, who will interview Sharon Shi, Managing Director, GH Financials Hong Kong Limited, and Chair of the FIA Asia Advisory Board, and Bill Herder, Head of FIA Asia Pacific. They'll tackle issues facing the APAC exchange-traded derivatives industry in the current environment. More details are available in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have an Other Voices piece from John Falk, founding partner of VSEC LLC. Tis the season for cybercrime. The holiday season offers many opportunities for cyber criminals, as almost everyone is busier with online shopping and other activities between November and the new year. The following cybersecurity habits will help protect you and your family all the time and are especially important during the coming weeks. Be skeptical of emails. This is always true, but it can be harder to tell fake from real messages in the holidays. You probably are waiting for an Amazon delivery. If you're a customer, you usually can log on to a company website to see any message they'll send as an email, e.g. go to Amazon.com and click shipping status under your orders. If you want to donate money to a charity, use a search engine and go directly to their site instead of clicking on an email they maybe sent. If someone you don't recognize sends an email with a link, click to see your special greeting, either delete it or ask if it came from them before opening. You can read the rest of this commentary on johnlothiannews.com. We have another video from FIA Expo. This one, CQG pivots to next generation with new technology tools. Celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, CQG is notable for its long run offering real-time historical trading data, along with technical analysis tools. But its leaders are in no mood to fade into the sunset. Instead, they are pivoting to take on the next generation. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from FIA Tech. FIA Tech partners with exchange and index providers to create analytics service to simplify trading of index futures, new industry solution for classifying non-US indices for US firms. FIA Tech, the futures industry leading technology provider, today announced that together with 9 futures exchanges and 5 index providers, including FTSE Russell, MSCI, Standard & Poor's, Taiwan Index Plus Corporation, it has launched a new analytics service to help U.S. trading firms and investors navigate complex regulations governing trading of non-U.S. derivatives. My comment, FIA is busy these days. That is what happens when you have a list of things to do and give people the resources to do them. Here's a story from SSEinitiative.org and Jeremy Grant. Exchanges at COP26, the report from Glasgow. Market leaders discuss at COP26 in Glasgow how stock exchanges can play a role in moving the ESG agenda forward for issuers and countries. The world of financial services is known for generating big numbers, and at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, there were plenty of those, including an announcement by the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, GFANZ, that as much as $100 trillion of private capital had been committed by groups members to transforming the economy for net zero. My comment, it's nice to have Jeremy Grant's byline show up in JLN again. Here's a story from the FT. Tolkien Estate vanquishes Lord of Rings-themed cryptocurrency. Estate of late author wins ruling from World Intellectual Property Organization over J.R.R. Tolkien project. The estate of J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings, has successfully vanquished a cryptocurrency that styled itself as the one token that rules them all. The J.R.R. Tolkien cryptocurrency launched in August with a website that featured ribs, hobbit holes, and a wizard with an uncanny resemblance to Gandalf. My comment, I don't know what the J.R.R. Tolkien people were smoking, but the Tolkien people have every right to make it disappear. Here are the top 3 stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was FIA Expo 2021 video. Sam Bankman-Fried says FTX won't follow the crypto crowd. A John Lothian News video interview by John Lothian. That would be me. Second was options trading is poised to overtake the stock market from Quartz via Yahoo News. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Los Angeles home of Thomson Reuters publishing heiress hits the market for $43 million. Everyone loves a real estate story, especially one in which a vintage copper cheese vat was converted into a bathtub. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian.